Welcome to A Look at the Arts. I'm Tom Lounges, your host. Today's program is a preview of the 32nd annual Valparaiso University Jazz Festival, running from April 3rd through April 8th, with all concerts taking place at the Hare Union Ballroom right on campus. Lakeshore Public Radio, along with The Times, are proud media sponsors of this great event, which features headliners like tenor saxophonist Mark Colby, the Victor Wooten Trio, and the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble. My guest today on A Look at the Arts is Jeffrey Brown, Valparaiso University's Coordinator of Jazz Studies, and he's the founder of this great festival. 32 years it's been going strong. Well, before bringing Jeff Brown onto the show to talk about the fest and this year's guests, let's give a listen to a great tune from Victor Wooten. This is A Song for My Father. Jeff Brown joins us on the other side.
Thank you.
Song for My Father, Victor Wooten. What a great tune, what a great player. Victor Wooten, one of the most celebrated bass players in jazz music today. He will be headlining the Victor Wooten Trio featuring Dennis Chambers and Bob Franceschini. That's happening on Friday, April 7th. Joining me now is the guy that's put it all together for 32 years, came up with the idea, and along with his team has been presenting some of the finest names in jazz at Valparaiso University, Jeffrey Brown, who is not only festival producer and founder, he's also the coordinator of jazz studies for the university. Jeff, welcome.
And thank you for being a big supporter of it for so many years. I appreciate it.
Now, it started as a day and a half.
Yeah, at a fraction of the current budget. And it was a Friday night and Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening thing. And the first artist that we had was internationally acclaimed Phil Woods, a great alto saxophonist who we lost this past year. And that's when the tradition of the University Jazz Ensemble performing with visiting artists started. Mm-hmm. And it's been a tradition that's maintained for the past 32 years.
Now, how long did it take you to go from that day and a half event to expanded 6 days as it is now, running Monday, April 3rd through Saturday, April 8th this year?
We were a day and a half for 2 years. And then slowly it gained prominence because really it was one of the only festivals of its kind in Northwest Indiana. Mm-hmm. And that helped it grow. And about our fourth or fifth year, we were doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then starting around the seventh or eighth year, we incorporated a few more days of the local high schools, which has been a very excellent part of the festival as we've gone along.
Now, it seems that even though we get bigger and brighter stars almost every year, and you've had the Yellow Jackets, you've had Henry Johnson, you've had Natalie Cole. Mm-hmm. I mean, big, big names have come to Valpo University. And even though the buzz is always around who's coming this year, it seems that this has remained rooted with the students at both VU and those hopefully coming to VU, the high school students.
It's certainly a great recruitment effort that over the years we've had students that come to the festival and that piques their interest and they've ended up going to school there. Mm-hmm. In fact, at least three or four current students that I have are that. They were from Crown Point. And it's interesting because it's a non-competitive festival. These students are used to being involved in adjudicated festivals that are fine, they have their place, but this is the students coming out and performing for just the mere joy of the performance experience in a professional environment. And the band directors in this area, I don't think that people actually realize how excellent they truly are. I'm lucky enough to be able to travel throughout the United States and do clinics, and I work with a lot of them. These local band directors are excellent.
Now, there are several student groups, I should say, that are performing Monday and Wednesday this year, April 3rd and April 5th. There's so many high schools in Northwest Indiana and the greater area here. How do you determine who gets to play? Is there an application process that they have to do? They have to audition? I mean, how do you choose them?
Quite frankly, my own knowledge of the band directors, mm-hmm, and their programs. And I try to solicit new schools each year. It has become somewhat of a tradition to have Portage and Chesterton and Valparaiso there because those are three really strong programs in the area. And then I try to filter in new schools. Like this year we have Couts and we've got Hobart, who's been there quite a few times. So it's trying to find a nice mix. The other thing that I've done for many years is it's not that I don't care. It's just that these groups are at all different levels of proficiency.
Okay.
And I've never thought that it was that important to just showcase groups that are from big, stellar high schools and great programs. It's just equally as important to me to showcase the students from some of the smaller schools that possibly don't have the wherewithal to field a huge band, etc. There's some of these schools come on with seven or eight students, and most of them are a big band, like of anywhere between 18 and 25 kids.
Wow. And they're playing a half hour each. Again, Monday, Hobart, Portage, Chesterton are all going to be there. You got the VU student combo, which is playing twice. What is the combo all about?
It's a small group at VU. I direct the large ensemble. Mm-hmm. But the combo gives me the opportunity to showcase more small group combo type of activity. That repertoire, in many instances, is different than the big band. This year, that combo is led by an associate of mine, Ben Krause, who's actually, interestingly enough, a former student of mine.
Wow.
Who graduated from the university and played in the jazz ensemble when he was an undergraduate. He's gone off, he finished his PhD, and he's back teaching theory.
So it's kind of come full circle for him.
Exactly, yeah. So,
and he played in the fest early on when he was in the ensemble?
He played three of the four years in the festival.
So that just goes to prove your theory that it is a very nurturing situation.
Yeah, that's what we strive for, that's for sure.
One of the other things that is a tradition at the festival each and every year is that the VU Faculty Jazz Trio plays. And you are the founder of the trio, the drummer of the trio.
Yeah.
And you have several albums out. We're going to feature a cut in just a minute. But usually you guys play toward the end of the fest. This time you're playing with the high school students.
Well, that's the producer side of my brain.
Okay.
I was only able to get Victor on Friday night.
Okay, and you want Victor Wooten.
Yeah, and so because he's on the road. And so
right.
I was only able to do that on Friday. And so although it's somewhat of a tradition over the years that we've been on Friday night with visiting artists coming in, I had to take advantage of that opportunity. So that's what we're doing.
The Faculty Jazz Trio has been together how many years?
35 years.
And you've been the core of that the whole time. You're the one element that's remained.
Correct. Both Billy Foster and Bruce Evans retired. Bruce retired last year, and Billy retired about 3 years ago. Billy's teaching at IUN now.
Right.
And he's doing a lot of traveling, and Bruce as well. They're living the retirement dream, Tom. Are we ever going to be there?
I don't know. Who's in the current lineup?
Alex Austin on bass and Roger Harris on piano.
All right. Well, let's play a cut from the VU Faculty Jazz Trio. And this goes back just a couple of years. You got how many albums out? Three? Four?
Four. This is a tune that I wrote for my son, Nicholas. He's got a very bouncy character to him. And so this is a blues, for those of you who are being analytical out there. It's a 12-bar blues, and it's titled Nixter. We'll be right back.
Sister. That is the Valparaiso University Faculty Jazz Trio. That is an original tune written by my guest today, Mr. Jeffrey Brown, who is the coordinator of jazz studies and also the founder of the Jazz Festival, now in his 32nd year. Going back to the Journey album, 2010. And Jeff, good stuff.
Thanks, man.
I really like this stuff. Now, most of the stuff that you guys play, is it original or is it you do standards or a mix?
We do standards. This one was more originals. Okay. I wrote three, and Billy, who writes all the time, wrote six, and Bruce wrote three. I think that's 11 or 12. I've lost count. I think people want to hear originals.
So that is the VU Faculty Jazz Trio, and of course there's some different people in it now, but you guys will be performing Wednesday, April 5th, and you're actually going on early on the date as opposed to following the high school's headlining. You're letting the kids headline.
Yeah, exactly, and we'll be doing a set. We'll be doing a half an hour concert that night. But what we're also doing is we're going to be sitting in and kind of guest artisting, whatever you want to call it, with Valparaiso High School's jazz ensemble.
Okay, very good. Now, moving on to Thursday, we've got the VU Jazz Ensemble, and you are the director, conductor. What's the proper word?
I think, because the difference is I don't hold the baton.
Okay.
And, I mean, like, director is what I'd call it.
Yeah. Every year is a little bit different, depending on how many students sign up and take part in this. This year, you said you had 22 students. That's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a large rhythm section. It's and there's a and there's five trombones in it this year as well. So it makes for a little bit larger group.
Now, the way this works, Mark Colby, the tenor saxophone that is the guest star here sitting in with him, Mark has done several albums for Columbia. He's got his own label now. He's got 8 or 9 national albums out, has done so many different jingles over the years. He's been a session player with just about everybody over the years. You know Mark, don't you, on a personal basis?
Yes.
Give me a little insight on what Mark's all about.
First off, he has a wealth of experience, not only in the jazz world, but in the commercial world. And as you said, he came back to Chicago. He was on the road with Maynard Ferguson. Well, he was his musical director and featured soloist. And when he got off the road, he got to Chicago right when the big jingle market really took a boom in the late 70s and early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And the man is on literally over 1,500 jingles. You could still hear him on a lot of them. So he's got a wealth of experience that he's able to share with the students that I'm looking forward to.
And he sends in the sheet music, and you guys work off that without even seeing him until the day of the show.
Correct.
So these kids have to work really hard for a very short time to get this down.
Exactly. Well, it's the preparation. I typically have the music for about 5 weeks, 4.5 to 5 weeks ahead of time.
How many days a week do you rehearse?
2 times a week for about an hour and a half.
All right. Now, how long is their actual performance? 90 minutes?
75, 90. It depends on how much improvisation is going on and things like that. But it's a great experience for the students. And that's the one thing that when I get emails and phone calls, et cetera, from past students, that they say that's that experience they take with them into whatever vocation that they have.
All right. Mark Colby will come in the day of the show, which is Thursday, April 6th. He'll come in early. You'll run through real quick some of the songs with the students, and then it's Baptism by Fire on stage in front of an audience.
Exactly.
Wow. Let's play a song that from Mark Colby that you guys will be guesting on. Caroline's Romp?
Actually, this is a small group version of a big band arrangement that we'll be doing with the Jazz Ensemble. Thank you.
That is the Mark Colby Quartet, Caroline's Romp, and we're going to be doing a big band sort of version, orchestra version of that.
Yeah, it's a big band version, and it's interesting if the folks hear the small group and then they come in and they hear the ensemble version of it, they'll say, boy, it sounds the same, but it sounds a lot fuller because it's all the instruments playing it.
How many songs, basically, are you guys going to be able to play? Obviously, you're rehearsing them. How many songs from Mark?
The concert will have about 8 or 9 tunes on it, of which Mark will be playing on 5 of them.
Okay. Now, are they all Mark songs?
Out of the 5 that we're doing, 3 of them are his compositions.
Okay. And the other 3 that do not feature him, what kind of music is that?
We're doing a Phil Woods tune called Julian, which is a tribute to Julian Cannonball Adderley, which a little bit of trivia. A great alto saxophonist. He passed in front of the Roberts Hotel in Gary on 20. That was his last performance.
Wow.
And a few other ones we're doing, a few Count Basie tunes and a minor blues, actually.
Now, speaking of Count Basie, Count Basie Orchestra has played the Jazz Fest in the past. You've had, again, Ernie Watts, Bobby Watson, all these great artists, Dee Dee Bridgewater. Who has been the biggest, let's say the top 3 attractions so far in 32 years?
Well, you're talking to a huge fan of the Basie Band, which is why they've been there 3 times. Okay. And going back a ways, we've had some excellent, excellent musicians there. I got a chance to play with Curtis Fuller and Jerry Bergonzi and, oh, goodness, Vincent Gardner, Bobby Watson. Bill Watrous was there, a great trombonist. That's a hard question for me. Each one of them bring a whole different flavor to the plate. And for the university students to be able to play with them, it was quite an experience.
Of course, one of the big names this year, Victor Wooten Trio. We opened up the show with a song called Song for My Father from Victor Wooten. Let's play another one, and then we're going to talk a little bit about why Victor's so impressive. This one's called Bird's Eye View, and it features Dennis Chambers and Greg Howe. Dennis Chambers, of course, is going to be at VU's Jazz Fest. He is a great drummer. Dan, I know you're a big fan of Dennis Chambers.
He's great, yeah, big fan. The stuff that he did with John Scofield on the Blue Matter album, and I think he's worked with them on other projects before, and he plays with Santana, and most recently an amazing drummer. So this is going to be a show definitely worth checking out.
Who is Bob Franchessini?
He's a tenor saxophonist. Victor has these music camps that he runs, that and he teaches with him at these camps, and he's just a great tenor saxophonist.
And he'll be the third member of the trio for this.
Correct.
All right, this is Bird's Eye View. We'll be right back. A bird's eye view on A Look at the Arts today. This is Victor Wooten, and they're going to be there on Friday, April 7th, 32nd annual Valparaiso University Jazz Fest. And Lakeshore Public Media, along with the Times Media Company, are very proud to be media sponsors on this event. And it's running April 3rd through April 8th. It's a 6-day event. It starts off, as we mentioned earlier, with the high school groups. We've got the University Jazz Ensemble. We've got Victor Wooten Trio, and that song there featuring Dennis Chambers, who is part of the trio that'll be performing at VU. We've also got a great Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble we're going to talk about in just a minute. But first, Jeffrey Brown is our guest. He is the coordinator of jazz studies at VU. And Jeff, tell me a little bit about why Victor Wooten is such a big deal.
He's an amazing musician.
I've heard it said that he is the most innovative jazz bass player since Jaco Pastorius.
That's certainly correct.
Okay.
And to try to understand his approach to playing the bass, the man can play a melody and create his own harmony while he provides his own rhythmic structure all at the same time. That typically takes three people. And he's able to do all of that at the same time. He comes from a musical family. He was the fifth of five boys, the youngest. And he was playing at the age of two.
Wow.
And
always bass? Has he always been a bass guy?
Well, that's a funny story, because the oldest brother, who was only 8 years older than him, he knew that he was going to be a bass player when he was born, because they needed a bass player in the family band.
Okay.
And so they just started, you know, feeding him different types of guitars and basses from when he was an infant.
Wow. Now, he was also a founding member of the Flecktones with Bela Fleck.
Correct.
One of the leading, gosh, they cover everything.
Exactly. And
Americana, bluegrass, jazz, I mean, you name it, Bela Fleck and the boys do it.
Yeah, Howard Levy from Chicago.
Right.
Yeah, he talks a lot about working with Bela Fleck. He said about the creative factor, and he says, you know, Bela would write a tune and he would bring it to the plate, and but he says, he never told me what to do on the bass. And he says, now, I never told him what to do on banjo, but right. I mean, like, he never told me what to do on bass. And he said he attributes a lot of his creative factor to that experience.
That Bela just say, do what you do.
Yeah. And he says Bela was the greatest leader that he'd ever worked with. He says you would never know he was a leader, although he has his name in it in the title of the band twice.
You never thought of it that
way.
The Flecktones. There you go. We've got this other group that's from Chicago, the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble, and we're going to play a cut in just a minute. Tell us a little bit about them. It's a 16-piece orchestra.
Instrumentation-wise, you get a totally different taste of like what the high school's instrumentation is. A typical instrumentation for a big band is 4 to 5 trumpets, 4 or 5 trombones, 5 saxophones, and a rhythm section of piano, bass, and drums, guitar, other miscellaneous instruments. This band has drum set, a timbale player, a conga player, a guitarist, and a keyboard. So literally about a third of the ensemble is the rhythm section.
Hmm.
And then the rest of them are trumpet, trombone, and saxophone, and vocalists as well. But the music is infectious. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen this group or heard this group when I haven't seen people dancing in the crowd. It's absolutely amazing music.
And they do all sorts of, when you say Latin, a lot of people think salsa. Mm-hmm. And there's so many different cultures involved. If you think about Central America, South America, Mexico, all these countries are all Latin cultures, but they're all unique.
Yeah, and they all have their own unique music, indigenous.
Indigenous rhythms. I mean, you've got the salsa, you've got the tango, you've got the bossa, you've got the cumbia. Mm-hmm. You've got all these different styles, and they kind of envelop it all and bring it together, correct?
Correct. But what's very unique about this ensemble is that they bring a modern take. They'll bring reggae into it. They'll bring a very strong jazz harmonic background into it. It's very Latin flavored.
Well, let's play a cut now.
Jazz flavored.
Jazz flavored. Yeah. Let's play a cut now. This is the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble. Forgive me, my Spanish is not all that great. Let's just say Velo Avira.
Yo cuento con tu amor. es tiempo de despertar. No será fácil, ya lo sé. El mundo voy a cambiar. Sé que yo lo lograré. Y aunque yo te he fallado, siempre estás junto a mí. Cuando tengo un vacío, contigo vuelvo a vivir. Oye, es tiempo de despertar. No será fácil, ya lo sé. El mundo voy a cambiar. Yo sé que lo lograré. Y aunque sé que te he fallado, siempre estarás junto a mí. Cuando tengo ese vacío, contigo vuelvo a vivir. I'm so in need of your love. It's time that we understand. The way we live has got to change. You have the future in your hands. There has to be a better way. If at times I have stumbled, and alone I have cried, and the pain when I've fallen, you've been there by my side. It is time that we understand. The way we live has got to change. You have the future in your hands, and there's got to be another way. Aunque sé que te he fallado, siempre estarás junto a mí. Cuando tengo ese vacío, contigo vuelvo a vivir.
Bomba plena, merengue tumbao. Bembe, samba, tango y currulao. Bata, salsa, bolero y cha-cha. Nuevo pilón se ha formado la rumba.
Velo Avivir, I hope is how you say it. If not, forgive me. Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble. That is a great sample of the different styles that they blend together. And, of course, they're headlining the final day of the 32nd Annual Valparaiso Jazz Fest, Saturday, April 8th. And so on Monday, we've got the local jazz groups. We've got the local high school groups, I should say. We've got the VU Student Jazz Combo. Wednesday, more of the same, but also with the VU Faculty Jazz Trio. Thursday, Mark Colby with the University Jazz Ensemble and Victor Wooten Trio on Friday, and the Chicago Afro-Latin Jazz Ensemble on Saturday. Now, you'll notice that I have missed Tuesday, April 4th, and we are saving something new for last. Jeff, tell us what's going on April 4th, Tuesday. It's something brand new.
Sure. We titled it Swing and Dance. It's a collaboration between the University Music Department and the Valparaiso Community Concert Association. And the University Jazz Ensemble is going to be playing great standards that folks like Frank Sinatra and the great crooners and singers of the 40s and 50s and 60s, just
Cole Porter, that kind of stuff.
Cole Porter, everything, yeah, and great dance music for those evenings.
So this is actually, people can come out and dress up and do some ballroom dancing.
Exactly. There's going to be the Student Ballroom Association there dancing, and they're going to be doing a few feature productions. And We're going to have a vocalist, Maura Jeantin-Cock, will be there, and doing a lot of great standards, as we call them.
Okay. And that's Tuesday, and that is, again, happening in the Hari Union Ballroom. All of these shows are there, correct?
All of them there, yeah.
And they're all indoors, so don't worry about weather. And bring your dancing shoes, because this is a kind of unique new thing. And where did this idea come from?
I was approached about a year ago by the chair of the music department, who's on the, his name is Joe Bogner, who is on the board of the Concert Association, and they wanted to try something like this, and I was game. I thought it would be a nice addition.
All right. We've also, what's interesting too is that there's all different kinds of prices on this, and where do they go to find out tickets, information? Some are free. Some of these events are free. Some have ticket price. They all vary, and you can get the information where?
At valpo.edu/union. So basically, if you go to Valparaiso University's website and click on the union, it will direct you directly to getting tickets.
Okay. Something else that we need to address that's very, very important, vital, in fact, more so even than the music, perhaps, is the funding. And this is all funded through the community, correct?
There's a large portion of it that is very appreciative of a group called Friends of Jazz. It's also a budget item with the university, primarily through the student union. But we would not be able to bring in folks like the Basie Band or Victor Wooten if we did not have this type of community support.
And different residents, different businesses, and one of those businesses I want to point out, Duffy's Place in Valparaiso plays a big role with the students. Tell us about that.
We were just there last night. Once a month, the University Jazz Ensemble performs. Basically, it's a bar, but the thing is, I've over the years called it a family restaurant. But it's a great experience for the students because it puts them in a performance environment that. It's not a concert hall, and it really truly teaches them to think on their feet.
Now, if people listening want to get involved and become a friend of jazz, how do they do it?
Basically, you contact the student union office. That's 219-464-5007. At the festival, we will have all types of material regarding becoming a supporter. And it's all different types of levels of participation.
All right. Jeffrey Brown, coordinator of jazz studies, festival producer, and founder, has been my guest. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Tom, thanks for your support. Appreciate it.
32nd Annual Valparaiso University Jazz Fest. Monday, April 3rd is the kickoff, and it goes all the way through Saturday, April 8th. Get all the details online by getting on to the Valparaiso University website, valpo.edu. And if you want more specifics on the show itself, it's /union. We've been listening in the background to Alone Together. Again, this is the Valparaiso University Faculty Jazz Trio. Thank you for listening to A Look at the Arts.